Okay, so the Mishnah says, HaKoreis HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yatza, a person can't read the Megillah backwards. Sekara Alpad has to be written out, you can't read it by heart. Kira Targum B'chol Lashon Lo Yatza, more on that in the Gemara. V'alkorin Osel Loazos Belaz, V'alois Sheshama Shurus Yatza, and he can be Yotze if it's written in Hebrew. And you can also read it to people in their own vernacular, but again, it would have to be written that way, so it wasn't, you know, reading it by heart. If it's written in Hebrew, you can't say it in Turkish. Kira'a seirugin, that means with pauses, a misnamnim yatza, as long as you're not fully asleep. Hayakosva darsha magim, kivin the libo yatza, v'imlav lo yatza. So if you're writing out the Megillah, so fair. If you have kavana, you can be yotze. If not, you're not yotze. Haisek suva besama v'sikra v'kumbus v'kankantum. These are all inferior inks. Salanir v'al diftera lo yatza, achetek suva ashuris. Require number one is to be written in Hebrew, not the ancient Ksav Ivri, but the Ksav Ashuris that we use, Al HaSefer, again on the proper cloth of Dio, and with proper ink. So Minoni Miliam Rava Demerkra, Kich Savam Vichizmanam, Azmanam the Mafrayalo, Av Ksavam the Mafrayalo. So Midi, the Gemara doesn't like that proof. Kuria Ksiva, Hacha, Sia Ksiva, Dechsiva, Yos Osi, Mishneya, Mimimaila. So of course the days can't be backwards. You can't celebrate the 15th before the 14th. Ela mehacha dechsev v'ayomim ha'elen nizkarim v'nasim iskish zechira la'asiyah ma'asiyah l'mafreya lo av zechira l'mafreya lo. So the zechira refers to the mitzvah of kriyas ha'megillah, so that cannot be done l'mafreya. That has to be done in perfect order, and you understand the concept as to why, because all of the events of the Megillah, one thing leads to the next, and everything is part of the hashgacha of the Yad Hashem. And that was very subtle and nister. Tana v'chin v'halo v'chin b'kriyat shema v'tvila halo minayin. How do we know, minalan? How do we know that halo has to be said in order? Rabba mer tichsiv mivizrach shemesh ad mivo'o. The sun rises in the east, sun sets in the west. Rav Yosef amar za yom aso Hashem. So Rashi explains, kiseder hayom shenem yishtana b'shasos of lehefech. It doesn't become 10 o'clock and then 9 a.m., right? So that's another proof. Rav Avi amar yishem Hashem mivorach. So Kehavayasa Rashi says, Yehi Hilul Hashem uvirchaso kisidro. Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'sim Rav Nachman Yaakov amrehacha me'ata v'ad olam. In order, from now and for all eternity. Kriyat Shema d'tani, Kriyat Shema kichzava, devi Rebbe, it has to be b'lashon HaKodesh, hachamim amrim b'cholashon. This is going to be longer proof. So my tami amar kra v'hayu advarim ha'ele, v'havayasan yehiyu. They should be the way that they are. Rabban, in my time amar kra, Shema b'chol lashon sha'ata shomeya, in any language that you could possibly understand. Rabbi Nami Aksiv Shema, ha'umi ba'ile ha'shmeya lo zecha ma'asha tamotzi mipicha, that you have to literally audibly hear what you're articulating. Rabbani Sabri Kamanda Mar ha'kori Shema v'lo hishmiya la'azno yatza, that you can in fact fulfill your obligation of Shema even if you recite it inaudibly. Here comes the important part. Rabbana Nami Aksiv v'hayu, you can't read the Kriyat Shema L'mafreya, and Rebbe agrees to that, but he is a different source. V'Rebbe shel yikra l'mafreya min alei midevarim v'hayu ha-devarim ha'ila ha-devarim. It should have said devarim. What's ha-devarim in their normal order? Rabbanan devarim ha-devarim lo mashma lehu. They think that's too subtle. So leim b'kasav Rebbe kol ha-Torah kul v'cholashon emra. Does that mean that Rebbe believes that the rest of the Torah, any other place, it could be said in any language, and only Shema has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Yisakadaytach v'Lashon HaKodesh Namra Laman L'mechta v'hayu k'avayasin yu itzrech. Yisakadaytach Shema k'rabana. No, so Rebbe says, no, I don't think it's the rest of the Torah is any different. It could be written in any language, but I was concerned that you might take it in the direction of the rabbis take it, of b'chol Lashon sha'at ha'shomea k'azav rachmanu v'hayu b'havayasin yu. So lema k'asav v'rabana k'ol ha'Torah b'Lashon HaKodesh Namra. So let us assume for the moment that the rabbis think that the rest of the Torah has to be written in Hebrew, because they're saying Shema b'chol lashon shatzmeit shemeya disakadaitach b'chol lashon emra lamali demechtav Shema. Why do we have the special xeris akazov here? So it's rechzal tadakadaitach hamino v'hayu k'rabbi. See, again, he might have said like Rabbi v'hayu that Shema has to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh kazav rachman Shema b'chol lashon shatzmeit shemeya. So how do we know that tefillah has to be in order? So we've established by the Megillah, we've established it by Halal has to be recited in order. We've established it by Shema. Again, V'hayu ha-devarim ha'ila, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi, ha-devarim, in the order, you have to recite in order. How do you know tefillah? D'tani Shimon ha-vikuli histor Shimon esrei brachos if they bring them all say they're biyavne. So he organized the Shemoneh Esrei again, Allah Seder, the order matters. And Rabbi Yochanan, Vamrila Mevasisatana, May of Esrim Zakanim, Ubahem, Kaman Nevi'im, there were Nevi'im in the Anshe Knesset HaGedola as well. Tiknu Shemoneh Esrei Brachos Al HaSeder. So they put them in the exact order. So Tana Rabbanu, Minayin Shomim Avos. Here we go. Shenemar Vula Hashem B'nei Elim. Elim refers to the Avos HaOlam. Rabbeinu Chananel says there are Avos B'Tor V'Mitzvos. Minayim Shomim Gvuros. The next Pasuk Shenemar Havula Hashem Kavod V'Oz. Oz and Gvura are synonymous. Minayin Shomim Kedusha. Shenemar Havula Hashem Kavod L'Hashem. Yishtach Vula Hashem Hadras Kodesh. So again, Kedusha Shema Yishtach Vula Hashem Hadras Kodesh. Maru Lomar Bina Achar Kedusha Shenemar. V'Kedishu Es Kedosh Yaakov Es Elohei Yisrael Yaritzu V'Samach Lai. V'yadu toi ruach bina, maru lamar tshuva achar bina, dechsev levavol yavin, v'shav v'rafalo. So after Havana comes tshuva, and then it should be refuah. So yachilim refuah bas with the tshuva, lo zakadech dechsev, v'yashov el Hashem v'yirachameyu, v'elohenu k'yar beli sloach. So you need slach lanu. My chaz is a smachaha, smachaha, so why don't you just go with the other pasuk? Chasav kra acharina, hasolech chavonaichi, harofe l'chol tachluaichi, Hago el mishachas chayaychi. So after slachlanu, we should either have refuah or gula. Lemeimer the gula refuah basus lichei v'haksei v'shav v'rafalo. Then we already established that ha'ulah refuah de tachalu imiel refuah de slichahi. One of the most important lines in this sugya, right? That sometimes you could have refuah in the physical sense, sometimes you could have refuah in the spiritual sense. Uma ra'ulam mar gula b'shvius. So why does gula become the seventh bracha? Amarava mitoch shasidin ligoel b'shvius. And that will be the ultimately be redeemed in the seventh year, in the Shavua Shem and David Ba, we say the Shemitah year, Lefikach Kavua B'Shvius. Rama Mar B'Shish Kolos B'Shvius Melchamos B'Motzei Shvius Ben David Ba Melchamos Tami Aschalta the Geula. The Melchama is really an intrinsic part of the Geula. So Mal Brau Lomar Refuah B'Shminis Am Rabach Mitoch Shenit Namila B'Shminis Shetzricha Refuah Lefikach Kivua B'Shminis. So Mal Brau Lomar Berchas Hashanah B'Tshis Am Rabbi Alexandri. Kenegan Mafki Sharim, there are people who are taking advantage of the marketplace to chsiv Shavor Zroa. Rasha Vidavi Kiamar Bachiya Amra. That's in the 9th Mizmor of Tehillim. It's actually in the 10th Mizmor of Tehillim. But again, the Rashi and Tosas discuss how we actually break apart one of the Mizmor of Tehillim into two. Maru Lomar Kibbutz Golios Lachar Birkas Hashanah Dechsim V'atem Harei Yisrael Anfacham Tidnu Frichem Tisu Lame Yisrael Ki Kirvu Lavo. After this great economic boon, so then we will experience kibbutz golios. Okay, but just kapsu golios nasa din b'rishayim. So we'll have the Sanhedrin, will punish the rishayim. Shenemar v'ashiva yefti alayach v'atzrof kabar sigayach v'chsev v'ashiva shavtayach k'varishana. Okay, but shenasa din min rishayim kalu aposhim v'chol ozedim imam. Shenemar v'shever poshim v'chata'im yachdav. So we will destroy all of the zedim l'mal shinim. V'cheban shekalu aposhim misromamos ke... And even though that was added later, of course, that was... Shmuel HaKatan out of that, but you're already finding a remez for the Birkas HaZedim. V'keman shekalu aposhim isromez karen tzadikim v'chsev v'chol karnei rishayim agadeya t'ramamna karnus tzadik v'cholel geri tzadik ima tzadikim. Very important idea that we equate tzadikim and geri tzadik, right? We call them geri tzadik, we add the title tzadikim basically to their name. Shenemar mibnei seva takim v'adart ibnei zakin v'samichle v'chi agur itchem ger v'heichan misromez karnam. Where will they be elevated? Yerushalayim, Shenemar, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim, Yishlayo Avayach. V'kevin Shenemis Yerushalayim, Badavit, Shenemar, Achar Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael, Bikshu Esam Hashem Elokeyam, V'es David Malkam. V'kevin Shabadavit Basa Tfila. This is a fascinating idea, because we're already davening, but it's kind of like a meta idea here, that once we have David HaMelech, the Shari Tfila will be opened in a different way. Shenemar, David will come, the restoration of the Beis HaMekdash, Rav Yosim, El Har Kodshi, V'simachtim, V'veis Tfila, see... So, Olo Sehem Vizivchem the Ratzon al Mizbechi. V'kevan Shabasa Tfila Basa Avoda Shenemar Olo Sehem Vizivchem the Ratzon al Mizbechi. V'kevan Shabasa Avoda Basa Toda Shenemar Zoveach Toda Yichabdanini. Right? So we emphasize Oda. Ma Ro Lomar Birkas Kohanim Achar Oda Dechsev V'yisaharon Esadav Elayam V'yivarechem. That's the Birkas Kohanim. V'yirid Ma'asos Achatas Ola V'ashlamim. Se'im HaKodim Avona Lo Sakadai Dechsev V'yirid Ma'asos Achatas. He actually completed the avodah miksev lasos meyasos ksev. He had already had completed the chatas. V'leimra achar havodah. So why don't we actually say it after the avodah? Sakadai techsev zoveach toda. You need to have hodah immediately following avodah. May chazis smochai smochai mistabra avodah v'hodah achadem milsehi. So Rashi explains one of the most important avodos to Hashem is actually to give hodah. U'ma ro lomar sim shalom achar birkas kohanim techsev v'samu ha'shemi al b'nei Yisrael b'ni avrechem. bracha kadosh baruch hu shalom shenemar Hashem yivarechas amo b'shalom. That's the special bracha of a kadosh baruch hu. So the Baal Yetosos point out in the previous Avid of his dir shmon esrei brachos al aseid there. So this sounds against Rashi Shita and Masachta Brachos. So we say Emtsayus in the Hemseder, that you can insert any of the Emtsayus wherever you want. You really can't insert the Emtsayus wherever you want if you forget them and then continue on, but you have to go back to that particular location. You have to go back, let's say you forgot Rifa'enu, and you realize before you end the middle section, so you go back to Rifa'enu and continue from there, because again, we're establishing that we believe that the Emtsayus really do have a Seder, just like Halal has to be recited in order, just like Kriyat Shema has to be recited in order, and just like we said, of course, you started with the Megillah, has to be recited in order. So the halacha is that the Shemona Esrei has to be recited in order as well. Okay, so what we're saying is that the most important form here of Avodas Hashem, and again, the Rambam talks about in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Avodas Hashem is Tefillah and Talmud Torah. So we're saying that Hodah is also a very important form of Avodah. And it's interesting because if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, we see the projection of Avodah as, or Avodah as Tefillah, to include Hodah and Darai Salavah. You need Shevach, Bakasha, Betachanunim, and then Hodah, and it should be Nochach HaMikdash as well. Okay, so then the Gemara here goes on. Amar Rolam, Arsim Shalom, Achar Birkas Kohanim, Dechsiv, Samu, Ishmael, Bnei Yisrael, Vani Avarchem, then Hashem will bless them. So again, in the Mephoreshim, if you look in that Pasuk in Parashas Naso, Vani Avarchem, either means I will bless the Kohanim, or I will bless the Jewish people, Vani Askim Al Yedeim. So Bracha Takadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara Darshan to Shalom, Shenem, Hashem Yivarech, Samu, Vashalom. That's the greatest of all of the Brachos. V'chimeachar, Dei Me'ev, Esrim, Zekenu, Mehem, Kamen, Avim, Tiknu, Tfilah, Al Seder, Shimon, Apikulim, by his dear. So if it came really from the Anshei Sekhenes Sagadola, what did Shimon HaPikuli actually achieve? Shchachom v'chazer v'yazdim. Mikan v'eloh, chasr l'saper b'shvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Damra b'lazer ma'idich siv, mi amal ha'gevuros Hashem yashmi'a kol tilaso, l'mi no'el amal ha'gevuros Hashem, l'mi she'yachol ha'shmi'a kol tilaso. And that's impossible. We have like the Gemara in Brachos, and somebody was Yorid Lifnei Ateva, I believe it was in front of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and he went on and on, and he said, you know, siyanta shvacha demare, did you really finish? Right, and again, L'cha dom yatila. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Yochanan, Masab, Shvach, Kodesh, Baruch, Yosir, Midai, Nekar, Minolam, Shenemar, Ha'isiparlo, Ki Adaber, Im Amar, Ish, Ki Yivula. Darish, Rabbi Yeshua, Ish, Kvar, Gibor, Raya, Vamrila, Ish, Kvar, Gibor, Chayel, Ma'adach, Siv, L'cha dom yatila. Sama, Dechula, the greatest of all the Samimanim, so to speak, of all the pleasant aromas and spices, is Mashtuka, silence, Kiasir, Avdimi. So Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael Babel, Amri, Imri Ben Marava, that we had the same concept in Marava, a little bit of a different expression. Mila Besela, if a word is in a sela, Mashtuka betrayin. So then silence is actually worth two coins. That's a very, also a very important concept in its own right. And sometimes, you know, like the Mishnah Navo says, Kol Yomai Gudalti Ben HaChachamim Lo Matzasi Leguv Tov El Shatika, that Shatika has a very, very important place. Okay, so just a few lingering issues. So we talked about the idea that the seventh bracha is the bracha of Geula. Truth of the matter, it's not really, as Rashi references here in the Gemara, it's not really a reference to Geula's Yisrael. That comes later on in the Shemoneh Esrei. It's a personal Geula. And I've often said, if you look at the language of Havinenu, Masach the Brachos, and Daf Lamed, it seems like Geula from sin. That first we need Slach Lanu, we need Kapara from sin, but sometimes we also need Geula from sin. The Rav wrote in Al HaTshuva about Tshuva of Kapara, of atonement, but there's still sort of the stain of sin. And the Tshuva of Geula is, you know, personal redemption. V'nepach li'ishacher, he associated that with certain other Lashonos in the Rambam, the seventh chapter in particular, Vilchos Tshuva. So we have Geula to be, you know, redeemed, elevated from our sins. So we talked about, again, Megillah and Halel and Tefillah and Kriyat Shema all having a particular Seder to them. So we talked about the Shita of Rabbi versus the Chachamim when it came to Shema, B'cholashon Shat HaShemeh or B'lashon HaKodesh, HaShemeh Lashon L'chama Shatei Motzei Mipicha. So part of the discussion in Gemara is that if you think that Shema uniquely is B'lashon HaKodesh, you know, because of the Gzeres HaKasuv, does that mean you believe, you know, Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon Nemra? So Rashi interpreted that, the Gross of B'chol Lashon, that you could have Kriyas HaTorah in theory in any language that you wanted. And Tosos is bothered by that because he says, these are all drashos midaraisa, and Kriyas HaTorah is just a din derabanan based on a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, followed by a takana of Ezra. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph. He says the only thing which is deraisa is Parshas Zachor. Notice he doesn't say Parshas Para. So Tosfos goes in a different direction. This is the Tosfos of Kol Torah B'Cholasha Nemra on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Nira the Hachi Perusha called Kriya Shebetorah. You go in Mitzvahs Chalitza, Parsh Segla Arufa, Videi Meiser Bikurim B'Chol Elo Shniyim Berik Elu Nemar B'Sota. Any of those things would have to be said, either B'Chol Lashon, if you're Darshan uniquely that Shema is B'Lashon HaKodesh, V'Hayu B'Havayasan Yihiyu, if that would be an indication of B'Lashon HaKodesh, or B'chol lashon nemra. So there are certain krios within the Torah. You know, we talk about v'anisa v'yarmartan in the context of mikra bikurim, v'yarmartan k'nei Hashem elokecha, in the context of v'idoy ma'iser, egla rufa, v'anu v'amru yadena lo shafcho esedam ezavenenu lo ro, v'ansa v'amra in the context of chalitza. Okay, very good. All right, so we will hold it up here. We'll continue on Yud Chesem Aleph.